Hello and welcome to the No Name Podcast.
Because we're too lazy to actually come up with a name.
I am Drew and this is...
Amy.
Sorry for the shitty audio today. We are using a Rock Band microphone.
It's totally his fault. He's really bad at everything.
What are you... Are you fucking kidding me, Amy? You wouldn't bring your turtle leash. You are too goddamn lazy to bring everything.
No, I just didn't see an obligation for me to bring it.
Okay, so yesterday you said, what did you say? I'm not lazy, I just don't like things to be, what was the word you used?
I don't actually know. Why don't you come up with that?
Like complicated or, tumultuous, I think the word you used.
Yeah, I don't want things to get in my way, and if something does get in my way, then I'm pretty much not going to do it, unless I really have a desire to do it.
Okay, so it's like saying if there's a zombie apocalypse, there's a zombie in front of you, you don't want to do anything?
No. Under that certain circumstance, I have to, because if I don't, I'll die. So it's beneficial to me.
So let's try another analogy. Say you're on a road trip, and there's a roadblock, and you have to go around.
Is the roadblock a bear or an animal of any sort?
It is a giant dildo.
Well, then, fuck it.
Okay. I mean, people, if you got a giant dildo at home, please send it in. Amy will fuck it.
Do you want to say? No, okay, okay. Aside from our ramblings, this is the No Name Podcast because we are probably not going to come up with a name. But if we do, we'll let you know. Why did we make this podcast? Pretty much because we're just really freaking bored. And we need to do something with our lives that's not video games.
I spend a lot of time on internet videos, pornographic material, I guess, sometimes.
He's a perv.
I'm a very big perv. I got the bushy hair. I'm trying to grow a mustache.
I'm a perv, too, but I look more innocent when I'm doing it, so it's okay.
Amy just recently went to Universal, for people who haven't heard.
It was pretty fun. I got to scare little kids and steal things, but they don't care about that because they care about you paying for the ticket. And if people steal like a keychain that's worth $3, then they're not going to give a shit.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't think they give a shit to pretty women, I guess, but I don't know. They might.
I don't think they saw me, but even if they did, they'd be like, okay, shrug and go on.
Now, Amy, you need to buy a creeper van for no particular.
Oh, so a van that's totally green and has a creeper face on the front? Okay, I'm fine with this.
Yes, but out of the creeper face.
Oh, wait, that means I could run into people and it would explode, and I see what you did there.
Yeah. Except for, I think if that happens, you're a terrorist.
Shit.
You heard it right here. Okay, Amy, next topic we're going to do relationships. We're getting really deep in here.
Oh, God, but I hate me in relationships. That's just a really long story. Are you sure you want to go there?
I think we have enough time to go there. Okay, so for people who at home don't know, for most of you who won't, Amy has, how many ex-boyfriends would you say you have?
8, 7, 9, somewhere around there.
We have Ramona Flowers that is very unprepared for this podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you want to talk recently about Connor?
Well, he was kind of nice, but I just wasn't really that attracted to him, but he was kind of obsessive. Would that be the right word?
I think it would be a very right word. Now, to me, it looked like y'all guys dated for, I don't know, a month.
Y'all guys? Wait a second. No, correct that.
You guys. Okay, you want me to use you guys?
That's better.
It's better. Okay, she's a grammar Nazi, I guess you could say. Or she's like Ivan the Terrible. With grammar.
I don't care about spelling, though, because I have dyslexia, so I suck at spelling anyway.
Oh, but if you put a comma in the wrong place, she will tear your ass to shreds.
Not really. The comma thing, it's okay. You just need to put a comma sometimes when it, like, needs it, or... Never mind.
Her biggest pet peeve with me, your. I have to use the right your. Your.
No, okay. You all internet people, you should probably know that using the wrong your is lethal on the internet.
Are you kidding me? Have you been on Twitter, Amy? They do not use, they do not spell half the words. They will use I don't know what you call them.
That's why I don't go on Twitter much. I have no idea why I have like 17 followers.
All friends. She's very popular in our group of friends.
I follow like 2 people.
I follow like 100 something.
Good for you.
I have no life. Let's just say that. But back.
No, your life is porn stars.
It is. It's porn stars and food and video games.
Hey, food is okay because we kind of need that for life. So.
I'm a Dr. Pepper man, I gotta say. I don't know where Dr. Pepper is.
Mountain Dew.
Can suck my dick.
I don't think it. Never mind. Just go.
Okay. We'll talk about your current relationship. Your current relationship is with a girl named Tristan. And who cares if they know?
Okay.
Her
anyway,
name.
Go. Yes.
Okay. Well, they just started dating. How long would you say you've been dating?
A month, almost.
Almost a month, guys. Now, what's your stance on gay marriage? I would think it's.
Well, it's pretty much the same as a normal marriage. You're in love with someone. You want to spend the rest of your life with them, so you do it. Unless you divorce them within like 2 weeks. That happens sometimes, but yeah.
You're talking about like a celebrity sort of thing?
Normal people do that, Drew.
I don't know. Normal people, I've never met a person who's been married for 2 weeks that hasn't been to Vegas and gotten blackout.
You obviously don't know that many sluts.
Taryn.
Taryn, I would never date her, but man, she has a hot bod and I'd definitely do her.
I would do her too, but I don't know.
She's so straight though, so I couldn't do her.
She's as straight as an arrow. Straight as a whistle? Arrow? Fuck it. I don't care. But she's just hasn't.
How is a whistle straight? It's like curved in 9 places. I don't know.
Maybe because it just stays with one person. I don't think it goes both ways.
I guess the wind travels through one area and goes through the next, and so it just, you know, never mind.
Never.
Technicalities.
Technicalities is the name of the game, Amy.
All right. Any other questions?
Any other questions? We're going to go on to video games. Video games. BioShock Infinite just came out this week. Amy wants to buy that game so bad.
I kind of do. It looks really pretty. The graphics are amazing. And,
I would say they're good, but... Oh, God. Amy is a girl, and she just is in her pants. You know how good that game is if that happens.
Okay, no. Mass Effect, though.
Mass Effect. They just released that they are coming.
Yara to Sony.
They're doing a new game, and I'm pretty excited for it. I never got into the Mass Effect series myself. Amy, on the other hand, she goes cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs with that game.
I have Commander Shepard's dog tags around my neck.
All the time, and... she's not afraid to flaunt it, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
What? I'm just wearing dog tags. What do you mean by that?
Oh, you know what I mean.
No, I don't. Okay, moving on.
I want to buy the game. It looks good, but they say that you shouldn't buy it for Xbox 360 because of the clunky graphics.
No, usually the graphics are a little worse, but they're still pretty much the same. The only problem is you don't get the full quality, whereas PC, if you don't have a good computer, I do not have a good computer, then it will not move how you need it to. It'll go like 1 frame per second, and it will be horrible, and you won't be able to enjoy the full beauty of the game.
Yeah, I mean, IGN... I did a review for it, and they were talking about how you should get it for PC instead of Xbox, because Xbox is 7 years old. They're in the process of making a new one, and we're just playing the Infinite gameplay right now, or review right now. It looks beautiful, I gotta say.
Yeah, I mean, the lighting and the shading, and I'm gonna die.
Yeah, I might just jizz in my pants every time I play this game.
No, please don't. That nobody wants to see that.
Nobody will see it, Amy. I will play it in the middle of school. That's what, with my pants off.
But what if you're wearing those shorts that like show every single stain that's ever been on those pants, and it's just like.
You mean the white ones?
Yeah, the white ones are just like they have spots all over them. I'm like, what'd you do? Like, have 10 men jizz on you or something?
Yes, I get 10 minutes every night. I go into my room. I say,
okay. This thing though, like, you can see the smoke. Like, with animators, the difficult things are water and smoke, and with this game, and hair. Of course, the hair isn't all that detailed, but you see the water and the smoke, and even the fire. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I think the graphics look incredibly well done. And
I mean, it just came out like a couple of days ago to the public, but we just were poor, so we can't afford it. So we're just talking about it.
Yeah, we are like what would be the term? Well, we're just so poor. I talk about it every game.
That's so cute. She threw a book at him.
Yeah, if you guys want to watch this, we were watching the IGN review for BioShock on, I think it's yeah, it's on IGN's YouTube channel. Check that out. It's pretty cool.
Yes, the town though, the buildings, everything is just really pretty. I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up now about the prettiness of this game, but
check it out for yourselves. And buy it if you get a chance. I mean, I think everybody with a job is probably bought it by now.
Well, I have a job, but my money is used by my mother. We should not bring up the topic of my mother in this one. We don't want to make it last for 10 hours.
I think that's going to be the next one. What's another game you recently got that you like? What'd you think?
The most recent game that came out that I actually purchased would be Assassin's Creed 3. That was pretty fun. I enjoyed it. And look, she's holding a book at him. That's just such cutie. Okay.
So what did you think of this is kind of old news, but Mass Effect 3 ending. What did you like the new ending that the DLC came with, or?
Well, when the game first came out, they had an ending that pretty much just destroyed the hopes of every single Mass Effect fan. It was pretty disheartening. And then they came out with like a free DLC for everyone who got the game that kind of improved the ending and kind of explained a little bit of the things that happened in it. But it still was really depressing for every fan. And I actually kind of enjoyed it, but I wish that they didn't present it the way they did. I can't say anything more about that.
Okay, so are you excited for... What do you think?
Oh, one more thing about Mass Effect. The sex scene with Liara was really great.
Okay, Amy is just the biggest fan of Liara and Shepard getting it on.
Hey, they're both really cute together.
Yeah, but you take it to a whole new level with the whole Liara and Shepard thing. I think if...
Don't you dare mimic my blushy face.
I mean, Liara and Shepard are great and all, but I'm just... See, I've never gotten into Mass Effect 3. I mean, the Mass Effect series in general, I don't like the gameplay of it. But it's a good game in itself. I'm just not that big of a fan of it.
There's a thing called Devil's Kiss in this game. That's, like, cool. You make them burn and go in the air.
That is BioShock Infinite, she was just talking about, not Mass Effect.
I don't. I have a problem with paying attention to things. And Zeppelin. Ooh!
There are Zeppelins and not Led Zeppelin. Okay.
No, that's a band. Everyone knows what a Zeppelin is, unless they're just thinking of the band. They're like, Led Zeppelin.
You know how that name came about, don't you?
Yeah, it's an oxymoron, isn't it? Led means heavy, and then Zeppelin is like light, and it's just, yeah.
No, it's a joke. I think the original, the Zeppelin that went down, the Hindenburg, had lead in it. And I think that's what they were talking about. It was a joke between the people.
It is an oxymoron, though.
It is an oxymoron, but it's not spelled L-E-A-D. But it was a joke between Jimmy Page and Robert Plant and John Bonham and all them, how they'd say, we're going down like a Zeppelin.
Drew really likes music and movies and stuff, by the way.
I'm a nerd. And my friends aren't that big of film fans, and
yet I beat him in that game that he made me play today.
ABCD's nuts.
Explain the game; they might not.
ABCD's nuts. You take the alphabet, and for each letter, you have to come up with the name of a title. You go in order around the people clockwise. It doesn't really matter. Ooh, shiny. But
is she okay? Is the hot lady okay? Because I really want her to be perfectly fine.
I don't know. I mean, she might be. Oh, that
blood.
I like that weapon, though. Spinning thing, I liked it. I like it. And I think if we get it, I think we should. Is this game multiplayer? If it's multiplayer, I'm going to lose my shit. Okay.
Please don't. We don't need you to crap your pants again.
Again, I didn't.
Sure, you didn't.
I didn't. Although I did walk into the bathroom today. That smelled like somebody died. And
don't even talk about male restrooms.
Don't talk about female. I think female restrooms are a lot.
Yeah, ew, red. No, please go away.
Time of the month, people. I don't like it.
Well, I mean, you need to flush the toilet. It's just having good manners and being a decent human being. You flush.
Common courtesy, people.
No one wants to see that shit.
I don't know. I mean, I think Taryn.
Unless they have a fetish for it. I hope Taryn doesn't have a fetish for that. That would be the case where I wouldn't do her. Like, she has a nice body, but no.
That's the only time of the month she'll have sex with guys.
A time of the month? You poop, like, normally. Wait, we're talking about poop, not period.
I'm talking about period.
Okay, whatever.
I'm talking about, no, she has sex while she poops and is on her period.
We're done with that. All right, moving on. What else should we talk about? Do we have any other?
Yeah, I have a couple other ones. Evil Dead. I want to go see Evil Dead. You seen the trailer for it yet?
I actually haven't. What is it about?
Evil Dead is a remake of a 1980s movie. The catch to the movie, everybody knows,
a girl gets raped.
By a tree.
By a tree. And, yeah.
We're going to show the trailer right now for Amy. She's never seen it. She has. She just doesn't remember it.
Oh, is this the one where she licks the knife and cuts her tongue in half?
It is.
Oh.
I was planning to see it this Friday. You should come.
Oh my god, her face. Like, you could see her nostrils flaring. That was weird.
Yeah, look the Red Band trailer for Evil Dead. Look it up. Amy, you should come after work on Saturday and see the movie with me. This is next Saturday, of course.
Yeah, but I have a busy schedule. I'm sorry, as you know. Ooh, I saw Devil Stuff. Good.
Well, I mean, you're coming to my birthday. I'm seeing this on my birthday. So you better fucking come.
That sounded weird. She looks really creepy, actually. Ow. What was that coming out of her mouth? Was that? Oh, that was the tree deep-throating her. Okay.
Yeah, this looks like a really... Ooh.
I hope that's blood, but I hope it's not period blood, because that would be gross.
What did she? What?
I don't know.
How did it come out of her mouth if it's period blood?
Well, she could have a fetish for that. And
did she just like eat out our girl on her period and then like puke it up later?
We're done with that. Okay, now she is
in a bag.
Wait, was she decapitated?
Yeah.
And she was laughing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's.
This guy needs a haircut.
I'm excited for this movie.
Here's the knife licking part. I can sense it's coming soon.
Ooh,
that's all you have to say. Ew, what was that? A needle going in her eyelid? Ah.
We're going to get you.
That was so creepy. Where's the knife part? Oh, okay. And then she takes the knife, looks at it, licks its blade, and cuts her tongue in half.
Holy and then makes out with the woman.
And then makes out with the chick. Holy shit. Ah. Know whether to be grossed out or turned on, and that's probably a bad thing.
Amy, we are seeing this on my birthday, no matter what, okay?
If you insist.
I'm turning 17. I'm fucking seeing a 3D. I'm freaking seeing an R rate.
You have to be 18, don't you?
17.
Okay, well, I'm 18, so ha 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 ha.
Fuck yourself, you know?
No, thank you. I'm good.
That is her Saturday night, let's be honest.
All right, next question.
Next question. This is a bunch of asking and answer show.
Or next thing that you have or whatever.
Okay, Amy, I got a question. What is your favorite game of last year? What was your favorite game?
Mass Effect 3.
Besides Mass Effect 3.
Well, you didn't say that.
I was about to.
Let me see. What games came out last year? Why does Mass Effect 3 count?
Because that's your obvious choice.
I know. That's the point.
Okay.
He just burped into the microphone. That was nasty.
I did not. I burped away from it. Okay, let's get...
You still made the... sound.
You blew right in my face. I'm not happy about it at all.
You liked it.
What? I liked it. I have a fetish for it now. I mean...
Obviously.
Obviously. I mean, that's every guy's fetish, is being blowed.
Being blowed. Yes, that is every guy's fetish, actually.
I don't know.
Unless they have a fear of mouths. But then I don't think they would be very good in any romantic situation.
I don't know. I mean...
Is that a thing? Look this up. Fear for mouths. Look it up. Google right now. Because I really want to know if a guy had... If anyone had a fear of mouths, they wouldn't be able to kiss or do oral sex or talk to someone. It would be a pretty bad life. I mean, I just... There is a phobia.
There's just pages of phobias.
Oh, okay. It says, what is the fear of mouths called?
Fear of mouth is considered an OCD.
Oh, it's considered an OCD. Okay. So it's not a real phobia. That's good. Because if anyone is afraid of mouths, then you should definitely not be afraid of mouths. Because no one would want to kiss you because you'd be, like, hyperventilating into their mouths.
Okay, we're gonna say our last names. Never. That's what I'm gonna say it. What if I just edited it in later?
Well, I just have a great last name, so I have no problem with that. I just don't want to say other people's last names because we have to ask first.
I'm gonna use Tristan's last name. I'm gonna be honest.
Don't do that.
I don't want to edit. I have to listen to it all and edit that. I don't know what time we've said it. Okay.
Exactly. It takes if it takes an hour to do this, then it's going to take 2 to 3 hours to edit it. That's how it's supposed to be.
I don't want to do it, though.
Don't be a lazy butt.
You're talking to me about lazy.
This is necessary.
I don't think so.
Shut the fuck up.
See, Amy, that is things like that I don't like.
What? What don't you like?
Roller coasters.
No! Roller coasters are great!
Roller coasters can suck my left nut.
Is that a thing? Why is it just the left nut? Is there something about the left ball, like in a ball sack, that has to do with anything? Can't they rotate?
I'll tell you a story. The people in, I think it was Rome.
Like, can they switch places, though?
Give me a second. Let me tell a story. In ancient Rome, men used to get their left ball cut off. You know why? Because they thought it was, they thought it made their kids women.
Oh.
So, if I lived in ancient Greece, I would be having one of my nuts cut off right now.
Your right nut?
Left nut.
But you want to have girls, right?
God, no. If anything, I want all boys so I can punch them in the face.
I like girls, though. I mean, no, wait. I mean, obviously I like girls, but I meant, like, never mind.
I don't know, Amy. Are you going to date my kids one day?
No, I am not a pedophile.
Well, I don't think you have to be a pedophile. They just have to be over 18.
I would like a pedo bear costume, though. That way I could just run around and be like, and it'd be, like, kind of funny.
Is that how they run around? Is that the noise they make?
No, they go like, I like little girls. Blah, 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 blah. There's a song. Play the song. The pedo bear song. Yeah, go. It's really hilarious, and then in, like, I think in the thing, he's just, like, chasing a girl. There are a few clips or whatever, but yeah, here it is.
I don't know. No. No.
Anything to add? You can narrate this video.
Well, yeah, basically, in the video, Pedo Bear, which I hope you know who Pedo Bear is, but he's basically just... This isn't the one where he's chasing it around the table. Do that one. That one's sillier.
That one's sillier. Nah, nah.
Don't back-sass me, bitch.
You call me a bitch. I will.
Hit me. Can someone please just report him or something? Because hitting women is...
I didn't hit.
Okay, this is where Pedo Bear is chasing a little girl around a table. Yeah. And it's kind of silly And it's just, it's like a gif, whatever, however you pronounce that word, of Pedo Bear chasing a girl around a table. And then the song goes, "I like little girls," over and over again. And it's kind of funny. I don't know. I have a weird sense of humor.
She's a Homestuck fan, so, I mean, that...
Yeah, let's not talk about Homestuck because I won't stop.
What is this video? Why? Why?
It's silly.
It's stupid. It's so stupid.
Okay. I think that's the whole point.
What? What?
Look.
Okay.
Drew is very uncomfortable. I think we're giving him bad childhood memories here. Are you a little girl, Drew? No. Are you cold? Is it giving you chills? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize your attraction to Pedo Bear was this strong. Look! Look, look, look! He just shoved her in a bag! And then he's chasing her around the table again. This is
so stupid. Why are we watching this?
Because you didn't stop it. And he's still not stopping it. But he's typing in Britney Spears or something. He really wants us to hear, what is it?
This is so funny.
What's the name of that song?
I don't know. This is Will Sasso Lemon compilation.
What? Why did he vomit a lemon? I'm so confused. What is this about? Every time he thinks of lemons, he throws up a lemon.
Can I get a Will Sasso?
He's just throwing up lemons. This is so weird. Drew, are these the videos that you fap to?
This is so funny.
I think that was a yes. Oh my god, the goat screaming video. That was kind of funny, I'll admit it. Is he like famous for that?
Nah, he's a comedian on, you remember the show Mad TV?
Yes, I do.
He was on that show. This is the goat video.
I love the goat video. It's hilarious. Goats actually scream like humans.
I've had a goat before. I hate them. I hate them.
Oh my god. Okay. Oh dear.
Uh-oh.
I only knew that there was one for that.
Oh, they have every one of them.
Oh my gosh. Goats are funny. Can I have a pet goat?
They eat every fucking thing you own. Let me tell you, I have a rose bush. I found him one day eating the rose off the top of my bush.
I like roses, though. I don't think I'd eat one.
I also have bushes. I also have a bush.
He also has a bush.
There's roses in it.
No, he has a bush. Think about that for a moment. You're welcome. No, Drew, keep your pants down. Keep your pants down. Up. Keep your pants on. And up. And do not take them off.
I don't know, Amy. You said take them down. I think I'm
gonna. Shut up. Just go.
Okay, I'm taking them off.
Nope. All right. I think that's pretty much all we can talk about, unless you had any other ideas. So I think this is a good place to wrap it up.
I don't think it is. I think it is. I think we have a few questions I never got answered. First one, what's the male equivalent of a camel toe?
Okay, the male equivalent of a camel toe would probably just have a hole in the front, and it would have strings that were just really tight and would like go like in between the ball sack and the penis.
So you want us to make a camel toe? What? Okay, never mind. mind. Never mind.
You asked.
I did ask. I'm sorry. Okay, next question. Wolverine sperm. Like the comic book character, what does the sperm look like?
Normal sperm?
But with his bones being adamantium.
They're bones. That doesn't have anything to do with the sperm.
It might. I mean.
I don't think so. It doesn't even have anything to do with the boner because the boner is like cartilage. No, it's blood flow, but I mean, never mind.
I popped my boner before that hurt.
Okay. I haven't.
Amy, who was that teacher that you used to get aroused in?
Okay. It was Miss Parker, and it wasn't because of anything to do with her class. I would just get femotors in that class for no reason whatsoever, and it was really dumb.
Okay, and Lee had the same thing, didn't she?
It was always Miss Parker's class. We don't know why.
Okay, next segment we're going to talk about. I never got to talk about relationships, but that is a sad, sad, lonely story. Next, that's, I don't know.
Okay, Drew basically met the pedo bear, and he fell in love with the pedo bear, but the pedo bear liked little girls, and so he pretended to be a little girl, and then when the pedo bear figured it out, it didn't happen, and it didn't work out.
I wore a young girl's outfit, and the pedo bear wouldn't.
It's okay. It's okay. We know it's a sensitive issue for you. Just let's move on. What's the next question?
Okay. That's the worst. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm over it.
Drew, no, calm down.
Okay. That still hurts a little bit, but I'm over it. Okay, next. Next thing is I'm gonna list off a few people from our school and our classes that we share, and I'm gonna share. Are you gonna date them, or are you just gonna have sex with them and then leave them, get one night stand them, or are you gonna one night stand them, or are you gonna date them?
Oh, and an FYI, I'm just not really that into sex. I'm pretty much what's considered asexual, but you know, I'll do this just because.
Yeah, you better. Okay, first one, Tristan L. The question is, are you gonna just have sex with her once, or are you gonna date her?
I'll just spend the rest of my life with her, and we'll see where that goes.
You're gonna date her, okay. It's just date or have sex, that's all it is. It's just one night standing or sex. It's easy. Okay, next one. Victoria M.
She's so Christian. It's ridiculous. But under the circumstance that perhaps she wasn't, I don't think I could date her. She's attractive, though, so I guess I'd do her.
Yeah. Tristan D.
I don't think I'd want to have sex with him.
Didn't think so. Let's see. Elizabeth.
No, neither. I'm good.
You wouldn't date her?
Maybe.
Let's think of some guy that might be. I don't know that many guys. Wesley M.
Ew.
So that's a neither. Oh, he got rejected by you, Amy.
First of all, he's like a jock or something. And I normally don't go into the stereotype, but I've known him for a while, and he's just a real idiot. I wouldn't do him. I wouldn't date him. I wouldn't be within a foot of him.
Oh, I got one. Ben H.
Okay, I might date him. Maybe have sex with him. I don't know.
He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
He really is.
Yeah, I just like fucking with him, though. He's funny.
Do you now?
Ellery.
I might date him. Considering he was single, which he isn't.
Yeah, Sam?
I'd do her, probably.
Would you date her, too?
I'd date her. I don't know if it would last long.
Yeah. Well, the story behind, but we shouldn't go into that story. That is. If they listen to it, that's not going to go well. Okay.
Loudly into the mic.
I did. Is there a crime against it?
Yes.
I
look, it's the police.
Okay.
Shit, hide the cocaine.
The police don't come. It's the FCC, you dumb fuck.
Okay, I don't know. Go.
FCC control radio. Maybe iTunes might come down. They might be like, and this isn't live.
We don't have cocaine.
We don't have cocaine. Not in our bums.
Anyway.
I mean, Maybe.
Anyway.
Let's say, Taryn, we already went over. Did we not? We did.
We went over that bridge and we're not going back.
Good thing it's not the 333. Okay.
Were you trying to say something there?
I was going to, but I can't. All right, not least. First things first, or last things last, since we are about to wrap up, we're probably going to make this a 40-45 minute show today, since my sister's...
But we might edit out a lot of it because, yeah.
I'm not editing it out, except for Tristan.
Okay.
That's about the only part I'm going to edit out, because I think this is comic gold.
And at one point there was a long pause that we need to edit out.
I will find that pause and I will nip it in the butt.
Nip that.
Okay. Nip that. That is that.
Are you going to keep that?
I'm definitely going to keep that. I'm going to. That is going to be.
Okay.
That's going to be our catchphrase at the beginning of the show. That. Nip that. That should be the name of the podcast. Nip that.
Okay. We're done with that.
I'm not done with that. That is going to be the beginning of the show. I'm going to edit that out together. Okay. So, we're going to go into one long detail right here.
One single detail, but a very long one.
Yeah. Last relationship, Solomon Lee, liked it or didn't?
Well, it lasted a year, so obviously I went through it for some reason. But basically, I don't want to be mean, but I went into it because Lee was attractive. I didn't really care for Solomon all that much, but I think he kind of knew that in a way, so I don't know. It was fun, but I always felt like the third wheel, and I didn't really get to spend any time with them anyway, so.
Yeah, Solomon's kind of a dick. He's like the Lexington Steel of dicks.
Like, think really tiny prick. Like, wow.
Yeah, when I said Lexington.
That's another thing. Is it more of an insult to be called a little prick or just like a huge dick?
Well, depending on the circumstances, because you are what you eat. Big vagina face. Anyway, okay. But I never liked the relationship. I always thought Solomon eats in my fifth period class.
He's a really bad kisser. He eats your face.
Amy's the queen of kissing. She's...
I will brag a little bit about my kissing skills because I've trained a few people and I've pretty much mastered it.
Mastered it? I mean, people, if you think you can, I want to hear it. Send it at a...
Yes, if you think you can kiss, then I will put your skills to the test.
We will open a kissing booth at if we ever get to rom-com or something.
Just not if you have mono.
Mono, no mono, e-mono.
We'll make little tests.
If you have stereo, though, I mean, we want you.
What?
You remember the old thing that used to be mono and then stereo came in? You never heard about that?
No.
It used to be mono. Mono, one, stereo. Then they added two, and that was like the big shit. Chiz shit.
Jeez shit.
Yes. They used to have two stereos that had dynamic sound. You can go back and forth. But Amy, back to Solomon. Solomon eats in fifth period. He is the most...
Okay, like, think of a llama eating, but the llama doesn't have lips, and so you see everything, and then the tongue just goes everywhere, and he's like...
here's what it sounds like with him eating.
I like my sound effects better.
I like your sound effects better, but that's kind of realistic, because
Yeah.
He eats with his nose. That's kind of what it sounds like, because he breathes in while he eats.
And then he, like, cleans out the stuff that he's eating, like, in front of you. So he's like...
He's a real New Orleans kid. Like, he's a vegan, and vegans, we all know, are the weirdest kind of people.
I would say so.
They just eat the weirdest things, and I don't believe he's a vegan.
Speaking of eating, we should do that next.
I think... That entitles a lot of stuff.
What?
Sexual references.
No, thank you.
Okay, so the very last thing. I promise this is the last thing. I've said that a lot, but this is the last thing. We haven't given you a lot of backstory on ourselves. I believe that the people at home deserve a little backstory on us.
All right. Should we describe how we look first, or?
I'm thinking about that's the next podcast. I think we don't have enough time.
Okay, so we are just little question marks upon a very generic looking body. I'm very fat.
I'm very like beanpole-y. That's what it is. I'm like a beanpole and.
But no spoilers.
No spoilers here, guys. Okay, but our history. Amy's from Alaska. You're from Alaska, aren't you?
Yes. And no, I did not live in an igloo. And no, I did not have a pet polar bear.
That is the first. Okay. First time I met her.
People have actually asked me that.
I never assumed that because I know people in Alaska and they do not live like that. It's a nice area, but I first met Amy in speech in ninth grade. I remember this because I was the shyest kid in that class, and let me tell you, that is a fun time, just sitting in a chair for a year. Anyways, first things first, he's like, okay, everybody's going to get up, explain themselves, introduce yourselves. And Amy got up, and that's exactly what she said. She's like, oh, I'm from Alaska, I didn't live in an igloo, and I never owned a polar bear. And then she was sad.
No one laughed. I felt so bad because I was like, I'm sorry, I have a social awkwardness, and I'm not funny.
I thought it was nice. I was kind of laughing to myself.
Thank you for laughing.
Oh, you know what? I went to the same school, Freeport, I'm going to say. And because there's a lot of Freeports. But I went to the same school, so I changed to somewhere right across the bay, let's say. We don't want to give specifics, or we might get raped. I don't know. Wait.
Rapey, pedo bear. Bleh.
Peta Bear might come and rape me again. He had a nice relationship. Like, I mean, I don't want to.
Just no.
I don't want to say anything, but let me tell you, nice lover in the bedroom. I don't know. Amy doesn't know about that, but let me tell you, I sure do.
I don't think I want to know.
Tristan maybe knows. I
Drew Peta Bear OTP.
What does OTP mean?
One true pairing.
Oh, I hear that a lot. I just never really figured out what it was. Okay, we met in ninth grade, and we've been good friends ever since. And I hope we remain good friends long after high school. We were both juniors in high school. She is it safe to say your age? I think it's okay. She is 8.
I already said I was 18.
Yeah, you did. She's 18. I'm 16, and I hate that she's older than me because she's smaller.
Hey, spoilers.
She's small. I'm saying you're in height. You're smaller. Smaller. Spoldy. You're smaller than me. Let's just say that. That is not that big of a spoiler, people. And her mom is another bag of cats all in herself.
We'll not talk about that bag of cats until the next podcast.
One question I've been wondering. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 3 brothers and 2... Just kidding. I have 3 brothers and 1 sister.
You are the youngest of the bunch, aren't you?
I am. I'm the baby.
Oh, that's a loose term, I gotta say.
What?
Nothing. You don't act like a baby, that's all I gotta say.
Thank you.
Now, in our group of friends, everybody.
Peanut keeps moving.
Peanut is my dog. She's a black mouth cur, if you ever know what that means.
She's a cutie. She's like right behind me and she keeps like moving. And she would like nudged me earlier with her nose.
Yeah, she's a tension whore. Don't look at me like that.
I can look at you any way I want.
No way in hell you're looking at me like that again.
Okay, continue.
Continue with whatever we were saying. Okay.
Peanut.
I like peanuts. You like peanuts? I like almonds. Almonds are pretty good.
Don't eat your dog.
I'm not going to eat my dog. Are you kidding? I'll put it in some trail mix one day, maybe.
Anyway, that was pretty much the podcast.
This was the podcast. This is wrapping up.
This is the podcast, the No Name Podcast.
We're going to change it one day, probably. Send in your things to...
He's lying.
I am lying. Send in your things to steelydan16@gmail.com for all the questions, or No Name Podcast at Yahoo, whichever one you feel like it.
We should probably just do that.
We should probably just do that. Amy, do you want to sing a song?
No, thank you.
Come on. Camtown Lady. I don't know that song at all. Friends, why can't we?
We're not singing because I can't sing.
Copyrights, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Why can't we be podcasters?
Why can't we be podcast friends? Let's sing that. No. That is our next week. Check us out for podcast number 2 next week coming at you.
Why can't we have a name?
Why can't we have a name, people? And Amy, bye-bye. This has been great hosting with you.
Did you just say bye-bye? I hate it when people say that.
Sweet Nightmares, would you prefer that one?
That sounds fine.
Okay, next week we're going to try to have her girlfriend on. Okay, we'll see you guys later, and bye.
Wait, he just hit my head, just so you know.
With the microphone? It didn't hurt. I mean, that's what my hair sounds like. Right there. Okay, bye. That's
ciao, Bella.